Hello, and welcome to a special segment of Open House here at Community Media. We're in our podcast studio, and we have Carl Whitehill with us. Mm-hmm. Carl you may know him from Destination Gettysburg. You're the vice president of Destination Gettysburg, which could be a show all in itself. I think you could be a show all in itself, Carl.
No, not but, quite.
But thanks for coming in. Our topic today is the 250th anniversary of the signing of independence. And we're lucky enough to have the chair of the Adams County 250th Anniversary Committee with us today. So we're really going to find out what's been going on in the community, and that this effort is really about everyone. And it's an invitation for people to get involved and make it a great experience. It's not complete unless they're either volunteering, possibly coming up with their own event. Yeah. Organizations can do that. And, it's a great way to connect with the community, is it not?
Yeah, you know, I think if there's anything that we can come together on, it's America 250 at this point. And I think that we would have failed in this community if we weren't getting people excited about it and getting people involved and engaged. So that's been a number one goal of our steering commission from the very beginning. We weren't going to plan a whole bunch of events ourselves, but what we did is we said, we want the community to plan this and then to celebrate the way they see it. And so we've had some remarkable events come forward, all corners of the county. And it's exciting to people to get involved in it. And even if they just attend an event, I think it's a great way for us to celebrate America and just to remember America's story and the fact that it came through Adams County in a very big way.
If someone would like to get involved with this, it's not too late.
Not by any means. No, we launched a year-long commemoration back in January, but we're just getting started. We have a year-long of different events. We have hopefully 250 events that we're going to be having here in Adams County. So there's so many different ways where folks can volunteer and get involved, and we still have folks planning events for later in the year. So definitely not too late to get involved.
So some people actually we'll have events in 2027.
Yeah, a few events will trickle over in the next year, but we're hoping to really get about 250 events this year alone, and we're about 140, 150 right now, so we're well on our way to meeting that goal for sure.
So some examples of what people are doing. Mm-hmm. Can you share that?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of folks are planning historic reenactments, lectures, book signings, but we have some pretty cool events hidden in there too. And when I say all corners of Adams County, I really mean it. Hullabaugh Brothers, they normally have a strawberry festival, peach festival, blueberry festival, and they submitted events this year for that America 250 alignment. But what they're going to be doing as part of these events is telling the story of the farm and the agricultural history of Adams County. And that's exactly what we want to see. We have communities in Upper Adams County planning a big event on June 13th, a parade and a lot of other festivities. And that's exactly what we are hoping for from this community. And they're coming through in very big ways. So we have the Trout Unlimited. They submitted their Lattimore Valley Fishing Derby. And that's beautiful. Mr. Ed's Elephant Museum submitted for their Easter egg hunt next weekend. It's really important stuff, and it's how they see it. It's not how I see it. It's not how the commission sees it. It's how our community wants to celebrate, and that's just beautiful.
So what is it that we're really celebrating?
You know, we're celebrating America's story, in my mind. A lot of folks are looking, of course, at 1776, the founding of our country. I don't think Adams County has a huge part of that story. We definitely have Revolutionary War history here. But our story is obviously more modern with the Battle of Gettysburg, the Gettysburg Address, Eisenhower, our apple industry. But I really think it's the story of America that we're trying to tell here. So while a lot of eyes right now are on Philadelphia, Boston, we want to be part of those conversations, not just here in Adams County, but nationally. We want everybody to understand that the story of America traveled through Gettysburg in a very, very big way. And so we can't just limit ourselves in this anniversary to look at 1776. We really need to think beyond that and think about the things that, you know, really impacted our nation. And Adams County has so many stories where that's true.
Can you share one of those stories?
Well, just, you know, the Gettysburg Address in and of itself, when Lincoln says 67 years ago, he was referring right back to the founding of our country. So thankfully, Lincoln just directed us right back to those principles that we created as a nation and brought it here to Gettysburg. Then you look at Eisenhower and everything he did. Of course, he retired here, creating the interstate highway system. We wouldn't be here today had he not been, you know, very visionary in that respect. So the apple industry, our apples feed America. And so there's a story there. So there's just so much that we are fortunate for here, but there's also some local history that we can unearth and make it part of the national history. So Gettysburg's history, Adams County's history is America's history for sure.
And, you know, when you think of history, you think of the Civil War here. Mm-hmm. But as you said, the growth of America came through partially Gettysburg in the late 1700s, you know. So you had Philadelphia, and then you had Lancaster County, and we were all part of Lancaster County. We were the frontier, you know. We're here in New Oxford. If you were out in the square of New Oxford back then, it would be just a path, a crossroad path with trees all over the place. So this was the gateway to America. You know, so there is a lot of history.
Absolutely. And our young men, you know, went to fight in Washington's army. And so we just celebrated that last year in 2025. And so, yeah, it wasn't just a America's story coming here. We were also participating in America's story elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. We were at one point the edge of America.
Yeah, there's so many stories, and I wish we could tell them all throughout this 250th, but every corner of this county, there's something that is part of America's history, not just Adams County history.
And what you're doing is giving the opportunity for people to tell their story like nobody else could tell it.
Yeah, we are relying on our good friends at Gettysburg History, the former Historical Society, as well as a lot of other historians to really help us understand the history that happened here as part of this larger narrative that we're now calling America 250th. And without their help, you know, we would be looking at the same old stories. But I think that some of the things that they're bringing forward are just great history programs happening almost every weekend throughout the year, telling different angles of our story.
So the Adams County Historic Society, they're busy. They're busy gathering the stories that they're able to collect and being able to disseminate them to the community. But the nice thing that you're really focus on is the ability for a family, the Hollenbaum, their family, to be able to tell their story. When does their story begin? Do you know?
I'm not sure, but I know the apple industry was somewhat present here when the battle came here. And so our apple industry history goes back many, many generations. And so, you know, all it takes is a trip up to the National Apple Museum to see that history. And even Hollenbaum themselves celebrate that in a big way. So we should all be celebrating alongside them as part of this.
And these events, if someone wanted to know what events are planned and when, is there a place they can go to see it?
Yeah, absolutely. DestinationGettysburg.com, and all they need to do is click in the top navigation bar and see America 250th. It'll take them to all the events listed there. And again, there's about 140 of them up there all throughout the year.
So communities are forming their own events. You said that there was an Upper Adams community that's going to have a parade.
Yeah. So, you know, I think you're seeing it differently in different parts of the county, but in Upper Adams, they thought between the different towns up there that they were better coming together and planning something. So I think that's really exciting to see. And, you know, we hope to see things down in Littlestown, New Oxford, of course, in Cashtown, Fairfield. We're seeing smaller things happen, and they're going to be starting to grow. But some of the bigger events, of course, we're happy to celebrate the 4th of July this year. Just announced a U.S. Army field band is going to be performing. I think that's incredible, not only because it's going to be fascinating to watch, but that band picked Gettysburg. And I think that that's really telling. They came to us, and that says a lot about our story. That says a lot about our position in American history.
For others to see the value, that's big, isn't
it? And I think, you know, this anniversary is a little bit different in that Philadelphia is really the centerpiece of this. And so destinations like Gettysburg really have to reiterate their place in history, that this isn't just about Philadelphia. And we have a great connection with Philadelphia, and we hope that we're going to get a lot of their visitors over the course of the year. Mm-hmm. But towns like this, we really need to kind of yell a little louder about our place in history, and that's what we're doing.
And we're lucky as a community to have your committee, because our history may not be so known to everyone, the place that we hold here, mm-hmm. in the history of America. I find it's fascinating that you had Philadelphia, Lancaster, then York grows, then Adams County grows, and then they go out west. You know, for myself to see this as a frontier, it takes an imagination. It takes an imagination. And what your committee is doing is helping us realize our culture, but have us tell the story also.
I think one of the things that you'll see in most communities around America, especially so-called tourist communities, is that folks don't often take part in the local things, right? You know, we watch visitors from around the world literally come to Gettysburg and walk our battlefields and walk down our downtowns. But often we take it for granted because it's our backyard. And I think you see that at the beach or anywhere else in America that is highly popular with visitors. And so this might be a good opportunity for people to really engage. And whether it's just going down and seeing a history program at a museum or another historic site becoming involved in a bigger event, it's really important that we recognize our local history, because the rest of the world does. I don't know that you can find a community like Gettysburg anywhere. And the fact that they're coming to our neck of the woods, and they're not just staying in Gettysburg, by the way, they are traveling around our countryside. They're coming to New Oxford to check out the antique scene. They're going to Northern Adams County to see the majestic countryside and to pick apples and to go to our farm markets. And they're going to Strawberry Hill and hiking our trails. And so it's time for the local residents, I think, to kind of get out. And even if, you know, if it's only because of the 250th, it's a great opportunity.
It's a good chance to build community pride.
Yeah, and to know exactly what we're known to everybody else for. And most communities would just dream of having the history and the draw that Adams County has, and we do.
And because of that, the culture, the lifestyle that is offered in our communities are enriched. And Destination Gettysburg has done a great job to help not only educate people about it, but also support its growth. And you guys work a lot in partnerships with other parts of our community, downtown Gettysburg, the tourist organizations. And because of that, you can go to Gettysburg and have an experience that you can't have anyplace else. I mean, the restaurants there are phenomenal. The things, like you said, the things that you're capable of doing that you take for granted, like just walking out on the battlefield. And our landscape we have here is phenomenal. Not only Gettysburg, but you go to Caledonia, you go to Biglerville, you go to Littlestown. Each area has its own taste within this community.
Yeah, you know, years ago, they used to teach us in our tourism world to, you know, make sure everybody knows how important tourism is, and they'd advocate for us to remind people of the millions of dollars that are spent, the tax revenue, that kind of thing. And the narrative has largely changed on that, because now they encourage us to talk about the quality of life. And I think that that encompasses the tax revenue and everything. But it also, to your point, really emphasizes the amount of great dining, the great culture, entertainment, theaters, art, that kind of thing that you may not have in your community if it wasn't for visitation. And while Gettysburg tends to get the majority of the credit for that, or that they're the center of that, it's everywhere in Adams County. And just to be able to come, we love sending people over to New Oxford, for example, and just to be able to come downtown, have some lunch, have a cup of coffee, check out the antique scene and New Oxford's history as well. And so folks are really, I think the residents are benefiting from the fact that visitors from around the world are coming here, because a lot of these things are in place because the visitors are such great patrons of that.
And this is something that Destination Gettysburg has been doing for years and has been doing a great job. And you guys are still growing, you know. But the thing about it is you have supported our local community and businesses to take pride in themselves, to boast about what they have to offer. And we here at Community Media have seen a change in our communities because of that. We've seen local chambers of commerce grow and flourish and be very supportive of the community. And they don't do it alone. They do it in partnership. You know, Destination Gettysburg is a part of the Adams County Chamber of Commerce. You're also a part of New Oxford Chamber, probably even Hanover, even though that's one other.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yep.
And so, you know, what is the biggest thing that surprised you about this area from working with Destination Gettysburg?
You know, you mentioned pride, and I think that we need to be more proud of what we have here. Destination Gettysburg, we're storytellers, and you're right. Our mission is community. A lot of folks think our mission is visitors. It's not. It's community. And we try to bring folks here. We try to get them honestly to spend money. And that's a reality of economic development through tourism. And that's an important component. But we're storytellers. And what is so nice to see is as the travel trend has really shifted in the last few years, where travelers really want to experience small town America. And so the battlefield is our biggest draw, probably always will be. But I think right after that are our downtowns, our countryside, And that's what visitors really want to see. They want to get away from some of the, you know, the high energy, high paced world that they live in Monday through Friday. And they want to go to places like Adams County on the weekends to slow down a little bit. And we enjoy that here. I think Adams County really is a perfect place for people to come and just to slow down a little bit, to see different things of life. And so we are very proud to be the storytellers of Adams County and to talk about all these little mom and pop shops, the restaurants, the local restaurants, the local art galleries, and really bring that forefront for visitors from around the world. And they're really liking what they see when they get here. So that's in a really nice change to see. You know, take, for example, souvenir buying. When I was a kid, you used to go and you get your magnet, you get your T-shirt, and now folks are going home with a bottle of wine, they're going home with an apple pie, they're going home with a painting, and that is just beautiful. And that is really benefiting all of us in Adams County for these visitors to come here and walk home with a piece of Adams County. And I think that's really, really a good kind of new trend to see. And we love telling the story of Adams County, and it just doesn't stop at the battle. It just keeps going.
Yeah, it's about the culture. It's about the people. And again, your organization and the 250th don't work in isolation. It's pulling people of interest together, and their interest is our community. Some of it is what they have to offer as a business. But businesses are extremely important for a thriving community. But what you guys have done, you have created, you and your partnerships, the opportunity to come to Gettysburg and Adams County and have an immersive experience. Now, I don't mean like, you know, disco and, you know, raves, but the ability to come as a family, not have detention, not be stressed, but immerse themselves into the beauty of trying to find a good place to eat, enjoying that experience, and having more than one opportunity. And some of them, yes, like the Dobbin House has that historic feel, but some of them are just people who love to produce a good experience for others. And that goes beyond food, as you say. You know, the immersive experience of realizing our artist. There's just so much. You know, I could talk about the food here for a long time. But that immersive experience draws people back.
Yeah, I think it's about memories, and no matter where you go when you vacation, and we don't take it for granted either that people have a lot of choices where to go on vacation, a ton of choices. And so when they pick Adams County, they pick Gettysburg, we should all feel very honored and take that very seriously. And a lot of people do, and they bring their money here, and they spend lots of money. But they have a lot of choices. They want to go to some place that has the opportunity to create memories. Whether you're traveling with your spouse or your family, your friends, you want to create memories. And one of those things that you bring up several times already is people. And Adams County has a very high level of hospitality in the tourism industry. And visitors really want to meet the people in a community. They want to know that, believe it or not, where their money's spent is going to good people. So they really take that seriously when they shop and they spend their money. They want to learn the story of the people in these places. And Adams County is just so rich with stories and good people, right? So that's really benefited us. But I think it's about those memories. And, you know, we have stories all the time where you have visitors who remember their eighth grade field trip, you know, and sometimes it's easy to take that for granted where you think a busload of kids, how much could they really be paying attention and learning? but it's impressionable enough that they remember it and they come back. And what we want to do is keep them coming back, not just because they're coming with money and they can benefit our community with their spending, but because there's so much more to learn here, and then they're going to pass that on to their generations or tell their friends. And so we have a very high repeat visitation rate. About 60% of visitors who come to Adams County have been here at least once. But we have data to show that some people come 20 times a year.
Some people move here.
Right, yeah. Some people come here so often, you're right, that they end up moving here. And so, you know, we don't really want to dismiss any of those, you know, bus tours with the kids, because they lead to something later in life. Same thing with the scouts. They come here, the scouts are hiking around, they're sweating in the middle of July, hiking that battlefield, and you're wondering how much they're enjoying it, but they do enough that they come back later. And that's something that's we're extremely blessed for here in Adams County.
And now you have the 250th anniversary that you're bringing your skills to, in order to invite people, not only, as you always do, not only people that don't live in this area, you know, but people who live 50 miles, an hour or 2 hours away, yeah. People who live in Gettysburg, you create the awareness of opportunities. You create opportunities. You have different tours that you offer for people to involve in. You have a pub tour.
Yeah, don't you? We don't personally, but there is a pub tour in Gettysburg for sure.
Okay. I thought you did. I thought it was yours.
No, it's not ours.
Okay. but you promote it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So with the 250th, who else is involved with your committee?
Well, we have seven organizations. Destination Gettysburg is one of them for sure. But we have the Gettysburg Foundation, Gettysburg National Military Park, Main Street Gettysburg, the Borough of Gettysburg, as well as the Adams County Historical Society. So collectively, we kind of cover a lot of different bases. And we've been really working hard for about 4.5 years, believe it or not, on this thing. And really trying to figure out for the first few years of what we wanted to see here. A lot of folks remember pretty clearly the 150th of the Battle of Gettysburg in 2013 and made a lot of comparisons, but we knew this would be different. And Philadelphia is certainly in the spotlight on this, and we have a story to tell, but we got to work harder to get people out of Philadelphia and over our way. And there's a lot going on in Philadelphia this year with the World Cup and Major League All-Star Game and lots of big sporting events in addition to the 250th. So there's so many opportunities. And what we really want people to do is stand where history happened, right? You need to come to a place like Gettysburg to fully understand the story of America. So that is going to lead, we hope and we anticipate, for future visits. And folks who really understand that maybe their family history came through Gettysburg, maybe it was their town history, that they can come here and see a monument from their hometown. And that's going to result in a repeat visitation for sure.
Is there anything you learn about this area during this experience that you didn't know or surprised you?
I'm not sure on that. I'm not from Adams County. I'm a transplant here, so I'm always learning something about Adams County. But what I'm learning is how passionate people are about history. And history is something that is often a taboo word, right? A lot of people, I don't like history. I think, number one, you need to travel to like history. And that's the bridge that what we do really makes people fall in love with history. So what's really exciting for me is watching things like the Dobbin House. You mentioned them for their great food, right? But they're celebrating 250 years this year as well. And they have so many things planned that it's exciting to see not just that America is celebrating this big milestone anniversary, but we have places here locally that are celebrating the exact same anniversary. You think back, that building's 250 years old. That's incredible.
So the interesting thing, Carl, also is you could celebrate the 250th anniversary, but if you do it in a special way, a planned way, an intentional and strategic way, where you get your circles of friends and you come up with an idea, you're celebrating the 250th in a unique and special way, because we are the offshoots of that 250th signing of the Declaration of Independence. We're still living what they intended. Mm-hmm. And we're also the bridge to the future. So if you want to celebrate the 250th, you should volunteer at the least. I guess at the least, you should at least attend the events. Yeah. You should at least get onto Destination Gettysburg's website and find out some of the things that you can attend to. Find out what your heart's passion is. And is it music? There's musical things happening, right?
Yeah.
Is it theater? There's theatrical things happening. Is it just helping the community? There's organizations that are out there making our community better and ready for the 250th. And if they want to volunteer, they can go to your website and volunteer?
Absolutely. We have an email address as well. It's america250adams@gmail.com, and they can email and we'll put you to work. We have so many people emailing us every week saying we want to volunteer, and it could be just a husband and wife. It could be we've had teams of people that work for a certain business that say our entire team wants to volunteer, and we have volunteer shirts and we'll put you to work. And it could be, again, being a parade, support or helping out with the fireworks on the 4th of July, helping out in any one of our reenactments. But there's so many ways to get involved. And you're right. We don't want this to pass by. I won't be around for the 300th, and a lot of people won't either. But I really remember a lot of the excitement for the bicentennial in 1976. And I was 1 year old when it happened. But later in life, even up until I was 10, I remember people still talking about it. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And, I think our country needs this right now. I think our country needs folks to visit a place like Gettysburg to understand what happens when a country divided, what could result. And so I think there's no better time to visit a place like Adams County and Gettysburg to reflect. And that's really what we always promote at Destination Gettysburg. Sure, you're going to learn a lot when you come here on vacation, but this is a good place to reflect. Really reflect not only on the battle and all the deaths that occurred here as a result of a divided nation, but Lincoln coming here and trying to use Gettysburg as a place to rebuild. And this is stuff that we could all really use right now. And America 250 has a chance to bring people together of different political affiliations, different backgrounds, come together, attend these events, and just to really celebrate. And if that's nothing more than waving a flag and sparklers and enjoying the fireworks display, that's great.
But it also goes back to having a chance to reflect on the type of people who came to this country, came through Philadelphia to Lancaster, to York, to Adams County. What were they thinking? You know, I mean, this was the wilderness. You know, what were those individuals thinking? What were their motivation? What was their beliefs? Were they running away from something, or were they running to something? And a lot of these organizations in the 250th is trying to answer those questions, trying to bring them forth. And in fact, this is a great opportunity for the local people to reflect on that, because it's our culture, you know, because a lot of those people were your relatives, you know? So this is a unique experience, as you're saying. This is a unique experience for us to somewhat be grounded.
Yeah, and this, what a better opportunity to kind of search your family history, search your town history. And I don't know if folks know this, but you can make an appointment with the Gettysburg History, the Adams County Historical Society, and go up into their archives and just sink yourself into some books and all sorts of research to just find out the answers to those questions, because it's a good opportunity to know who we are as a community. And you're going to find differences all across Adams County, just like you find differences between Gettysburg and Lancaster. And those are really exciting. And this is a good chance for us to go back and reflect on that. You're right.
Do you think there's anything that's going to be developed and taken forward from this experience?
I hope so. One of the things that the Steering Commission is really hoping for is that we have something that is planned in our community this year that will last for generations. And we have a few things. We have a Liberty Bell that was designed by artist Wendy Allen that is now housed at the Historical Society's Beyond the Battle Museum. We have a Liberty Tree that is planted out at the seminary. But I really hope to see some more things come about where people can walk by decades from now and know that that was here because of the America 250th.
So this is an opportunity for, again, you who are watching us, and we're grateful that you are listening to this message. But you are Adams County. You know, you have a passion. You have a heart's passion, something that gives you enjoyment. And there's a way to taking that and getting involved in celebrating the 250th. And the first step would be to go to your website, the Gettysburg Destination, and see some of the events that are scheduled. Or you could be unique, and Gettysburg is good for this. You can come up with an idea, and you can move it forward. And that's one nice thing about Gettysburg and Adams County is the number of people who have started their own nonprofits because they've seen a need in our community. And this is another opportunity for that, you know, to build pride and just come together and become united because we live here, you know, we live here.
Yeah, just because you live in New Oxford doesn't mean you can't volunteer for an event in Biglerville or in Fairfield. And I think that it's a good way for Adams County to unite and kind of bridge those gaps too geographically, where we can all pitch in and do this all together. So we're well on our way to these 250 events. I hope we blow through that goal and have well over 300. But there's an opportunity out there for folks certainly to get involved.
You think that there's going to be some relationships developed because of this that's going to last in our community. Some relationships built in New Oxford with Biglerville and Cashtown and just Gettysburg again. You think this is going to bring our community together, don't you?
I hope so. I want us all to rally around something. And you know, we see a lot of division in our country, even sometimes locally. I think there's something here where we can come together. They call America the Great Experiment, and it's not perfect, and we are growing, and we are constantly evolving. But yet we remember those principles that we were founded on. So I think that an event like America 250th is a good opportunity for people to reflect on that and then bridge those relationships of people from all walks of life. And it doesn't need to be necessarily, limited to the people that live next to you, although that's a great place to start. But just all across Adams County, we are doing a lot here. And sometimes the steering committee, honestly, is wondering if we're doing enough. But we look at counties around us, and we are just absolutely planning a lot. So we're very excited for that. And again, it's all back to that, our place in history. And it's not something that we take for granted. We know that you can't tell the story of America without Gettysburg. You just can't do it. So we're going to remind as many folks, whether they're local or around the country, internationally, whatever, we're going to remind folks that this is a place where America's stories traveled through.
It used to be the Marsh Creek settlement, you know. So our youth. Anything special for our youth?
Yeah, we actually have a few different initiatives going. So we actually had some committees as part of our greater steering commission. And we, about a year ago, 18 months ago, we created a youth engagement committee because we felt if you're not engaging the youth, then we've failed. The youth have to be part of this. Quite frankly, they're going to be the ones will be around for the 300th, right? Just like I'm talking about the bicentennial, they'll be talking about the semi-quincentennial. And so we have to get them engaged. And we have efforts underway for different art projects, but we also want to do things where they can write notes to themselves to open up at the 300th. Whether it's to them personally or to others in the community about their reflections. And the state has been wonderful with they have a roving exhibit that they ask for testimonials and kids to really talk about what life is like in 2026. And that sounds a really weird question to be asking, but in 50 years, it's going to be real interesting to hear the answers. And so that's what we really want to do is get the youth engaged. And I'll count Gettysburg College into that. We've been engaging with them more and more. They want their student body to be part of this anniversary. You think about class of 2026 projects and things. So it is definitely our hope that we can work with all the high schools, all the school districts, all the, you know, Gettysburg College, and really just get people engaged. And there's a big event happening in November. Lincoln at Gettysburg shall not perish. It's the Lincoln Fellowship is bringing a very large scale event to Gettysburg, and Gettysburg College is a big part of that. So we're really excited for that.
So what are some other events that people should be getting excited for because they are very well planned?
Yeah. So in our very near future is the Gettysburg Film Festival centered around the American Revolution, Ken Burns' new series. After that, there's a American Revolution reenactment at the Daniel Lady Farm, May 16th through 17th. And then now we're heading into the summer season, and we have that Upper Adams Communities event on June 13th. That same day, down at All-Star Complex, there's a patriotic concert taking place. And then we get into our anniversary. And so always there's something going on with the anniversary, the reenactment, and of course the 4th of July. So 4th of July is going to be a big deal for us here. And then we go into that later part of the year where this big November event is really going to have a lot of eyes on it. Because if I were to guess, a lot of folks are going to think that on July 5th, that this America 250th is over, right? Because it's all culminating to the 4th of July. But here, Adams County has its biggest event in November. And the state is excited, we're excited, and we really think it's going to get a lot of national attention.
So what is it?
It's a full recreation of Lincoln's visit here. He was here 25 hours, and the Lincoln Fellowship under the leadership of Wendy Allen is going to be recreating that entire 25 hours. They even have a steam train that they have on loan from the Northern Central Railway in York County, and they are bringing Lincoln in from Biglerville on the train to the train station. Of course, Lincoln and this Lincoln reenactor will walk up from the train station to the Wills House, and that's where they'll stay the night, and they'll do the cemetery in the morning and deliver the Gettysburg Address. But if folks are familiar with our dedication day ceremonies every year to commemorate the Gettysburg Address, this is so much bigger, and it's going to really thrust Gettysburg into a big spotlight. So tons of volunteers are needed for that. So if there's nothing more, that'll be a great event. They're really expecting big numbers for that, and it's really going to be something that people remember for a long time.
So this is a 24-hour reenactment.
Yeah, pretty much. They're going to have everything that they know of Lincoln's stay here, they're going to recreate, including the stop at the Presbyterian Church after the Gettysburg Address for his political rally that Lincoln attended to. They have Stephen Lang playing John Burns, our local hero here. And so, they're just got everything considered. Really going to be an exciting moment for our community for sure.
So if someone wanted to feel this whole experience, they would have to, is the train station the first, can someone get on the train? Are you selling tickets to people who will be on the train?
Yes. I'm not selling tickets, but the Gettysburg Railway is selling tickets. So that whole weekend, you can actually ride the steam train as part of Gettysburg Railway. So they feel like might as well got the engine here. Let's give people tours. But yeah, Lincoln, you know, of course, he arrived at the Gettysburg train station on Carlisle Street. He made his way up to the Wills house where David Wills extended the invitation. He stayed with the Wills family. There's in 1863 a bunch of Gettysburg College kids that came out and you know tried to get him to say something and he wouldn't say it. He's saving his remarks for the next day, but he ended up staying a night there. And then the next morning, they're going to do a recreation where he goes out to Semmering Ridge to see where his friend John Reynolds passed away, and then he'll come in town and do the complete procession from downtown Gettysburg out to the cemetery. Dozens and dozens of horses and reenactors, and of course Lincoln himself, which is being played by Billy Campbell, and he was in the movie Killing Lincoln. He's super excited, and they just finished up his suit in Washington, D.C. for him to wear. So it's a really, really big event, and it's really, I think, going to remind people what Lincoln did here in that Gettysburg Address. It's still remarkable to me is how many people don't realize the Gettysburg Address was actually delivered in Gettysburg. So hopefully this is a good reminder of that. Mm-hmm.
So when he's in the Wills house, is it going to be open for visitors?
Yeah, I think the Park Service is looking to get the Wills house reopened. It closed a couple years ago due to water damage, but they're looking to get it reopened. They will do some filming of Lincoln, this Lincoln reenactor, writing his speech in the Wills house, that'll be broadcast around town. But there are some different things that happened that night. Of course, he ate dinner with the Wills family and spent the night there. But the big thing is he finished the Gettysburg Address. And I think he acknowledged the onlookers outside. And so there will be that. But there will also be big stages set up around the square in Gettysburg. The town square will probably be shut down for the better part of the week from the Remembrance Day parade on the 14th of November all the way through the next Friday or Saturday. So lots of different things going on all week long down there. Good chance for folks to really be part of something that people will be talking about for years to come.
So they'll have events going on in the square during that evening.
Correct. Yeah. So there'll be some modern day events leading up to it. And then they, as Wendy Allen says, they'll kind of flip the switch back to 1863. And from there on out, it'll be all 1863.
What an opportunity to have just an atmosphere that's unbelievable to be on the square that evening and just be around people that enjoy the same type of thing that you do, or have something in common, just being a local or someone who's an hour or so away, to come in and just hang around and celebrate on the square. I mean,
yeah, I think that people like to, you know, they obviously know about the Gettysburg Address and they know it happened in the cemetery, but they don't know about the rest of his visit so much. And I think this is a good opportunity to highlight that in a big way, because he was here 25 hours, but boy, did he make his mark on this town, on the nation, and himself. And it wasn't just his 2.5-minute speech that did it. It was a big part of that. But for this town, you know, we still celebrate the Wills and David Wills. The college certainly does, as a graduate of Gettysburg College or Pennsylvania College at the time. So a lot of people have a lot of pride around Lincoln's visit. And just talk to the folks at the Presbyterian Church. It's a big part of what they do. They have the Lincoln pew there that's reserved that nobody can sit in. And it's just that part of history is things that we as Adams County residents just need to embrace and get behind and understand that, the war came here, but what Lincoln did here was really put Gettysburg on the map. And to understand his full visit here and everything he did is really something special.
Yeah, and some people believe that Gettysburg was chosen. You know, the war didn't just accidentally happen here, and Gettysburg still influences the world, the people in Gettysburg. I mean, you're looking at a community that you know, spiritually was very strong. Family mm-hmm. was very important, and community was also. So when people come to visit our area, those values are shared with them. Yeah. So, you know, but it's nothing like getting together in the square of Gettysburg.
Yeah.
You know, for a big event like this or just a family time, you know, very good, very nice things to do.
Yeah, we, you know, a couple of years ago, Destination Gettysburg launched a little bit of a local campaign helping residents rediscover Adams County. And we've done that with some intention. We've sponsored some local sports teams. We've sponsored some, you know, high school productions, theater productions, and sponsored a few other things around to try to get that message that we really want residents to enjoy what's in their backyard. And again, you know, it's not uncommon for folks who live in tourist destinations, if you will, to take that stuff for granted. But there are so many things, even if they're not ready to, you know, drive to downtown Gettysburg on the square, so many things are happening in all corners of our community. And this is that opportunity, if nothing else.
So what are you most excited about?
You know, I'm excited to see the America 250 shirts on the back of people. And I know that sounds weird, but that means they're volunteering. That means they're engaged. And that's been the passion all along. You know, Destination Gettysburg is kind of the lead on the marketing arm of this. It's a lot involved trying to just get folks to understand this is the year, if nothing else, to visit. But I really am excited to watch our volunteers get put to work and to get engaged with these events. So I have a whole box of shirts, many boxes of shirts that I'm really looking to put on the backs of Adams County residents to help out. And that's what excites me most. It's this community engagement, people pitching in and just doing something to be part of this anniversary.
I agree with you. I mean, what a great opportunity to meet new people in that have the same interest as you do in the community, and hopefully build a relationship that doesn't stop. A connected community is a healthy community.
Absolutely.
And there's no better way to connect than through what excites your heart.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Carl Whitehill, I've known you for several years now, been very blessed to have seen what you and Destination Gettysburg has done for our community. And what is your vision for our community?
Well, kind of community vitality, and people look at that in different ways. But, you know, coming from a tourism standpoint, I want residents, again, to partake in some of the things we have here. We had a resident sentiment survey that we issued last year to kind of gauge residents' opinions about tourism, about the work of Destination Gettysburg. And overwhelmingly, everybody saw a value in tourism and the visitors who come here. They spend a lot of money, and they're appreciative of what they offer, the jobs that tourism creates. But residents really didn't feel part of things. They wanted to feel invited. They want to feel welcome. And they felt like a lot of things in this community were built and created for the visitor. And that's something that our organization has really taken to heart. We want to create an environment, create a destination. We want to market appropriately so that our local residents feel like this is all there for them. You know, we talked about quality of life. Mm-hmm. And those restaurants downtown Gettysburg or wherever in Adams County are not for the visitors. They're for everybody. And we should feel very excited and blessed that we have a community that has such amazing things for people to do. And we want to just encourage that as much as possible. So, you know, whether it's a history event, which I know can sometimes just not excite people, or something like a music festival or an Easter egg hunt or anything, get out and enjoy this destination that we call home. And visitors literally from around the world come here, and that's they're excited, and we should be excited.
Be part of the community, you know. That's And that's amazing. Downtown Gettysburg, Main Street. Yeah, thank you. Main Street Gettysburg is doing a great job with using the opportunities that exist to make our community more thriving, mm-hmm. as your organization is also.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to say before we leave that we might not have spoke about or just you want to reinforce?
Now, we got some exciting things that we're working on, you know, even into 2027. This America 250th won't last forever. And so we as an organization are really looking at what's next. And we have this exciting new trail that we're about to launch that is bringing together our craft beverage industry with our farm markets and festivals. A lot of people remember the Adams County Crop Hop and the Adams County Pour Tour. And those have been retired and joined together into one trail that we're calling the Adams County Field to Festival Trail. And so more news on that as the year gets a little bit closer, a little bit warmer. But we're always looking at new things to not only engage our visitors, but again, engage the local community.
And I think that's special because you're creating opportunities for us here to have a great time, you know, great time. And you're letting visitors come in and help pay for it. You know, thanks for that opportunity.
Well, it's sometimes a little bit weird to hear this, but we have visitors, whether they're live in a more urban area or they're international, and they'll drive around and stop the car because they see corn or a cow, right? They'll get excited about picking an apple off a tree or just being able to go into a farm market and get a pint of strawberries, right? That's something that we do all the time. We all come from different walks of life, and Adams County can present so many of these opportunities that sometimes sound silly, to be honest with you, right? I see lots of corn and lots of cows and lots of barns on my way to work every day, but let alone monuments and cannons. And so we have a lot that we can offer, and it's exciting to see people come into our community and just get so excited. And it should be a reminder to all of us that we can be just as excited as and taking part in this stuff.
So what you're saying is that Adams County and the people who live here and the things that we do and the opportunities we have are awesome. And we should stop taking that for granted. We're awesome. And stop taking it for granted.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's perfectly natural to take it for granted, yes. You know. I think you'll find that in every community. I lived in Ocean City, Maryland for a number of years when I was much, much younger. And the number of people that never stepped foot on the beach. And it's just, it's a strange dynamic for sure. But mm-hmm. I think it's perfectly natural, but it's something that we can all get out and enjoy. And so, you know, especially as the warm summer months come around and we have weekends that we have nothing to do, you have friends or family in a town, take them and do something. It's really a cool community to do that in.
Thanks for taking the time to come in and speak to us on the 250th. Is there anyone on your steering committee or any organization that you would like to say something about before we go?
Yeah, I really want to give a lot of props to Lincoln Fellowship of Pennsylvania right now. Wendy Allen is a force to be reckoned with. She's planning a lot. She's got a large scale event, and you know, the community is really coming together for her, and that's exciting to see. That woman has more energy than I can imagine. The fellowship is not on our steering committee, but she's right side by side with us with this big event. And if you don't know, she's the one who plans 100 nights of taps every summer, plans the dedication day stuff, and on top of it is painting Lincoln in her gallery on Baltimore Street in Gettysburg almost every day. So what a just a massive visionary for our community. And so she's been a blessing to work with. And I see her now probably like 5-6 times a week, just in our paths crossing with this America 250. So, but my steering commission, really a full bunch of hard workers that really want to see this America 250 be something special. And it's not just for the visitors, it's for the community.
Cora, reach out if you have something that you'd like to share at any time. And I'm looking forward to sitting down and speaking with you again.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in. Until we have a chance to bring someone else in from the community that's doing awesome things, I hope you stay healthy. And remember, you are the best. And thank you, Carl, again, for coming in.